This week, we're taking a look back at some of the important and favorite stories of 2011 from APRN and our member station reporters from across the state. Tonight, we'll start in Juneau.
I'm Matt Miller at KTOO in Juneau, and sometimes you start work on a story not knowing at first what you're really getting into. That was the case when I thought I'd help out Raven Radio and Sitka by reporting on the recent Article 32 hearing of Lieutenant Lance Leone. He's the only survivor of that crashed Coast Guard helicopter in Washington State. The hearing ended up lasting 3 days, very complicated issues, detailed testimony, a real tough story to cover fairly, and impossible to walk away completely unaffected by the heartache of the whole tragedy. I was thinking when I interviewed Kyla Kruger, wife of the pilot killed in the crash, that I was probably going to remember this story for a long time.
And this necklace happens to be one that the littlest one, who's now 2, was 7 months at the time of the crash. It happens to be one of her favorite toys as a baby. She would play with it and chew with it on her daddy's neck, and she would do the same with me once I was wearing it. So it holds a lot of special meaning.
Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.
This is Daisha Eaton at KDLG in Dillingham. Most of the time, I'm way out here in Bristol Bay. But in October, I was visiting New York City for a journalism conference at the same time as the Occupy Wall Street movement was getting started. So I walked down to Zuccotti Park. That's where I met Alaskan Stephen Keegan, who was installing stationary energy bikes to power the camp. I'm new to Alaska, so it was cool to hear an Alaskan talk about how being raised up here shaped his worldview.
If you spend the night there, if you get to know the people there, you will get in touch with a fierce sense of individuality that Alaskans have, that I grew up around and am very comfortable with. And if you're passionate about something, you can walk in and say, I want to start a committee to eliminate all of our fossil fuel burning in this park. I think it's a very Alaskan mentality to have an idea and do it. And what's great about this movement is that you have a community of people supporting you to do it.
In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.
This is Lori Neufeld at KUAC in Fairbanks. Among other duties, I host the Alaska Live series of music and conversation with visiting and local artists. One busy afternoon, my coworker Greta Johnson persuaded me to interview her old West Valley High School classmate / Hall Locker neighbor, cellist and Suzuki Institute instructor now, Dane Johansson. I'm glad I trusted her enough to go for it. Here he is playing live in the KUAC studios and sharing a Fairbanks Suzuki Institute memory from his childhood.
And he used to bring up a trampoline with him to teach the kids rhythm on a trampoline.
Yes.
So he would set, he'd be up in the Great Hall and he'd set up a huge trampoline that he'd bring up to Alaska with him. It was pretty fun. I'll never forget Rodney saying this to me. He said, you know, Dane, everything in moderation, including moderation.
I love that image of the little Suzuki students jumping on the trampoline.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I think eventually he was asked to stop doing that. You know, obviously somebody probably got hurt or something. But, you know, back in the good old days, we had trampolines at Suzuki Institute. So,
in Fairbanks, I'm Lori Neufeld.
Tomorrow night, we'll hear from reporters in Anchorage, Nome, and Ketchikan.